BBR Radio. I don't know what y'all listening to, but where we at? Yes. Keanu, let's go. DJ FMI. Yes. Yes. We here. Lee. Let's go.
Keanu, I told you I got you, baby. FMI, I told you we got you, baby.
BPR. Keanu, feeling the queen on it. She's screaming it mean on it. She's swift with a beam on it.
Whoa.
Mean bonnet, flow like a stream on it. Even Mr. Clark Steele wouldn't have a lean on it. Word to my pop, Rubik's Cuban. Cuban Rubik's, I'm damn doing, I'm damn ruined. Half human, 50% cybernetics. Half human, visualizing the past, I'm past you. Beeping this spot, murder down, past you. Funeral is your body viewing is down too. Uptown, heavy D and the boys, I'm damn grooving. Listen to the flow, EMI, Keanu and my DJ, FMI. XM, why the f*** would I be FMY? Upside down, down to the upside I. Keanu and my DJ, FMI, let's go. BPR Radio, DJ FMI. And my girl, Keanu, baby. Tell me what you thinking. What's on your mind? BPR Radio.
Alive. We are alive in 2020.
And alive, which is a big deal.
The energy, Keanu, is flowing. It's golden. It's purple.
Yes, it is.
It is very purple. Round of applause for the purple energy. And shout out to all my Libras. You know, I feel like we haven't had a chance to just speak with you guys and just kick it.
That's right. Libra season is all season and all year long.
Oh, yeah. Right, the moon's on our side. The air is flowing. Whatever. Keanu, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you feeling, partner?
Oh, amazing. Guys, we're live on VPR Radio on Instagram, also on Keanu's Facebook. Please make sure you check us out on Spotify. I always say that every week is because it means a lot to us. And we want to continue giving you guys great content. But, Keanu, you know what I woke up to this Thursday figuring out?
What?
Drake has his own scented candle that's coming out that smells like Drake. 2020 has done it all.
Not a scented candle.
I'm not gonna lie. I would feel a way if I copped it. Like, see, I would feel a way as a man if I cop a candle that smelled like another man, but I'm comfortable. My sexual, I'm just like, do I really need a Drake smelling candle in my house?
Right. That's a lot. What does Drake smell like that makes
it? That's what I'm saying, but like, the music is good. It might smell like.
Right.
Like, would you want a Snoop Dogg candle? What would that smell like?
That would smell like weed, FMI. Come on.
I'm all right with that.
Smell like
I'm okay with that.
At least with Snoop, you know what you're getting. With Drake, like, what does that smell like?
It might be, look, the candle might burn one day and it might be emotional one day. It might feel like, you know, he's the best in the world another day, you know.
I'm telling you.
You paid attention to the Grammy things or not?
I did not. I think I'm kind of over these award shows and just the same mess. And it's always the same thing every single year,
who's right and, you know, and who's culturally relevant and everything like that. And when it comes down to most of it, it's all a few people in a room deciding that they feel. I don't think they listen to like the room as far as like what's going on in the hip hop community when they're making these categories. You know what I'm saying? So you know, a lot of artists are saying, hey, we feel cheated. The Weeknd being one of them. He had one of the biggest songs of 2020, the biggest albums.
Yeah, he did.
And yet he didn't even he only got nominated, but he didn't win anything or either or. And
he is performing at, you know, halftime, though.
But what does that mean? You want your coins. Keanu, if you was winning like that, you wanted your coins, I would be like, you know what? Keanu still, she can have her halftime. But she need to get these Grammys and these coins, too, because she deserves it.
Oh, I definitely agree. But the Grammy doesn't give you coins. It just gives you, you know, notability. And
when you put Grammy-nominated artists on the bottom of your Instagram,
Grammy-nominated even means a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
It's a different bag, Keanu. You know what I'm saying? Grammy-nominated VPR, that is a different bag that we would be in when it comes to that.
I completely agree.
What's going on, young guys? Thank you for tuning in. If you do want to watch the live feed, you can go to Kiana the Goddess on Facebook, and you can watch it there, and we'll figure it out from there. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. Now, Kiana, of course, we have our guest that's coming in later. I don't even know if I want to ruin the surprise or what.
Well, I mean, it does say with Lolo Mayhew, so... I don't know how much of a surprise it is, but I'm super.
But everybody don't know her body of work. Like, I've studied it in the recent time of me knowing her, and I'm surprised. Even as from a DJ, actor, actress, actually, singer. I don't know how she does all of it.
On-air hostess. I mean, she's all over the place in a great way, and she's got great energy. We were on a panel together, which is how we met, that music panel.
Yeah.
For, you know, music, independent music.
Yeah. Artists.
And I was just blown away by all the people on there. And I was like, I got to interview the whole panel. So that's what we're working on now, is getting the whole panel onto VPR Radio. And she was the person I reached out to.
Why not? Honestly, when you guys hear her music, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Shout out to LaMotto, Houston on the check-in. His music's amazing. Shout out to all the unsigned artists that tune into our show every week. We appreciate you so much. And we'll continue to push your music in the VPR playlist. Go on Spotify and check out the VPR playlist. And hopefully your music can make it in there and all our viewers can listen to it. But, Kiana, what's going on in Brooklyn, man? Why are they doing this to all the Brooklyn rappers? Why are we going down bad, Kiana?
Well, people aren't being as smart as they need to be. I mean, this is the same thing that we've seen over and over. There's so many other things that need to be focused on. But unfortunately, in our hip hop world, our artists are being targeted as, you know, violent gang members, moving drugs. I know a whole bunch of people have been arrested. Casanova's being charged with racketeering.
He getting charged with a whole lot more than that, racketeering.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people snitching, you know. Look, when you hit a certain status, I'm all about
keeping
being
it straight.
Able to use something that was negative in the past to propel you toward a better future. That's when you need to step out of doing those things and show the next generation of people how to do better. And then also utilize that to build your family and generational wealth. To keep thinking that you can keep one foot in illegal activity and one foot in legal activity, and you're famous, so the spotlight is already on you, is just, it's very naive, in my opinion.
Go ahead. No, you can finish, Kiana.
No, and that's it. It just doesn't make sense.
In my defense, you know, I met Casanova a few times while DJing. You know, respectable guy. I don't have anything negative to say upon it.
Yeah.
You know, the situation that he's placed in, though, I've seen too many New York artists go through it. I've seen too many Atlanta artists go through it. I've seen too many hip-hop acts
Yeah.
So then, you know what I mean? But like you said, we came back to last week's discussion when we talked about, well, the week before, how we want artists to portray what they rapping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know what I mean? When does it
That's
come
when
up?
You start rapping about it in past tense. You start rapping about what you used to do, just like Jay-Z.
See,
that's
look,
what he raps about, how in past tense he used the streets where he's now, and he's talking about Andy Warhol on his wall now. You know what I'm saying?
But Kiana, different times, different era. You know what I'm saying? People are picking up.
That's literally what he raps about now. He came from another era and has actually transferred over into this era.
But he said, like, I listen to NBA Youngboy. He got on Instagram.
You do illegal activities, you don't rap about it. Haven't we learned anything?
Yeah, they got to make sure they put it on Instagram Live, but we don't believe it. That's how it normally moves. And look, we've seen Bobby Shmurda. We've seen who else?
That's what I just said.
But I don't know how T.I. did what he did. You know what I'm saying? T.I. got caught a lot of things, but he made it through. But when we're doing this, all this music, and we're recording on Instagram, you got to remember, just because you stop recording, don't mean the feds stop recording.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You don't need to show your hammer on camera. Or
IG Live.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a time and place for everything, and that's not the time and or place to be publicizing it. You got over 130,000 followers, man. You know what I'm saying? So what you say, no matter what you do, is impactful.
Agreed.
Because every 12-year-old is looking up to you on TikTok, doing this, but... And they're going to follow what they think you're doing. So, you know.
and that's the thing. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. I think it's an ongoing debate, but it also is a point because, like, how much responsibility do we give the artists in regards to what they're teaching, you know, our children and being responsible as parents? And it's all absolutely good, well, and true. However, there is a certain way that, especially when you know your demographic is kids,
yeah,
don't you want them to do better? I mean, just as being a human being, you know, but unfortunately the agenda in hip hop behind the scenes is also to push this sort of violence and whatnot, because violence begets violence. That's what sells records. People will follow that. It'll continue our disparity and our enslaved and kill one another and keep following the agenda that has been set. So, you know,
2020 has brought us people getting shot in the foot, which isn't even cool at all. Rappers on planes laughing about doing it. That's, you know what I mean? If they did it, I can't even say that. 2020 has brought us a lot. And we got two presidents right now.
Yeah. A president and a president-elect, right?
Facts. And we have a
I'm not seeing all our comments, but I do want to take the time to just say hi as I look at my live feed. to DJ Chaos, the original Augustine from Argentina, who always make sure to tune in. Kelvin, I see you. DJ Fuji, what's up? Welcome. Please share. Yeah, we're live. We're waiting for our guests to come in. And I've missed you, partner. I've missed being able to do this and chop it up and be live and have our audience interact with us.
I miss it too. Shout out to all everybody that's still watching on Instagram too. But like I asked the same question just now on Instagram. Kiana, when they released that virus, you taking it?
No. You mean the vaccine? But that was like a Freudian slip. You heard what you said, didn't you? You heard what you said?
Yeah, I'm saying, but I was thinking.
Irish, you're taking it. You see how you had the Freudian slip without even thinking about it?
So they understand it. But yeah, you taking that vaccine?
Hell to the no. Hell to the no.
Can I ask you why not? Nah, I'm with you on this side, but I
don't trust these MFs at all. Not even a little bit.
Me not like that day.
Yeah, exactly. No shout.
Yo, y'all gonna tell me? You know what I mean? Shout out to anybody. If anybody's in the medical field right now on our Instagram or Facebook right now, or listening on Spotify, hit us up on our Instagram. But how could you create a vaccine within a year? You know what I mean? And even if you did,
in less than a year. Remember, if the vaccine, I mean, if it started in February or January, we're in December and they're ready to put it out. They're ready to put it out. December 15th, Cuomo said today is when the vaccine is supposed to hit New York. I'm ready to shelter in place forever. Okay? Ramona said, do not take it. Exactly. And actually, the funny thing is, I was watching this the other day. Cuomo also said that because so many New Yorkers don't trust it to begin with, and there was, first of all, there's the anti-vaxxers, which I'm definitely, I completely understand their cause. And then there's people that just don't trust the government, because when you look at that, what was that, hydroxychloroquine or whatever that drug they were saying was good for COVID, then it wasn't. They were pushing it, then people were dying. There was too much behind it, so a lot of people aren't trusting. So Cuomo said, okay, we're going to have our own task force to test and see how, you know, authentic it is and make sure that it's safe. How do we know? Aren't you part of this whole government? Like, yo, I need y'all to stop. Jimmy said it's shut up. I feel y'all. Yo, shout out to DJ T-Dub in the building. And Moni, what's up, girl?
They haven't got a vaccine for the flu. We've been fighting that for decades. But in 13 months, you have a vaccine. Man, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm not a believer. I don't believe you.
Don't believe you. You need more people. Please.
You took the words out of my mouth because I was just in my Jay-Z zone. You know, we were just talking about Jay-Z. I swear, partner, we always on point.
We need more people. But you know, everyone's echoing the same sentiment. They're like, hey, I got S&E saying, I'm gonna let y'all get it first and see what happens. People are just, you know, wait and see. You know what I mean?
I don't see anyone that has said, I will happily take. But, you know, if you're down for the vaccine, please drop a comment and say, I have no problem taking the vaccine, and tell us why. We respect your
opinion. Oh, man.
Yeah, Ramona said it was created in less than a year. How the hell do they know how it will affect different people with different health issues? Hello.
You know, yeah, because if I start losing the little hair I have, you feel me? And I start going to blow out, blame me out, man.
You'll never be able to grow a beard.
Nah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the vaccine, they should make a vaccine for me to get a beard. And well, so I can get my weed, like, get my dread. 2020. I ain't giving up yet. I'm gonna get my dread. Yep, I'm gonna die too. I'm gonna look like one of these SoundCloud rappers, man. That's the goal. That's the goal out here, being a SoundCloud rapper, because that's the cloud.
Multicolored dreads and like really skinny.
Yeah. Different piercings everywhere.
You gonna paint your nails some?
Drooling at the mouth.
You gonna paint like black, a few nails?
Yeah. I guess if that's what it takes to
whole different FMI.
You know what I mean? Then I'm gonna take my little FMI. Here we go, little FMI. You gotta put the Lil Wayne, Lil Tuzi, there's a lot of Lils out here.
Weak right now. I can't. Not Lil FMI. Lord Lil Trump. Outlandish, I tell you. Outlandish.
So what's been going on in your world, Kiana? What's been going on? Talk to me.
Just working, trying to get back to my creative space and, you know, do some music and polish up my book and republish it. So I'm hopeful that as we roll into 2020, I'll get more of that creative space. I'm trying to plot this trip to PR. So I know that will be great for being able to kind of just unwind, get away from everybody, everything, especially these kids, you know. And and just take a minute to really be able to catch my breath and, you know, mentally escape. And that's when I can really go into
Kiana, you know, we should, before this episode's out, we should start asking the viewers, guys, everybody that's on the live right now on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever else, what are you going to do after all this COVID goes by? Where will you want to travel to? Because we all trapped up thinking about COVID this whole time. We're not thinking about where we want to vacation, where we're going to be. We're all trying to survive by the day with coronavirus and make it from check to check for some of us. So, you know what I mean? Where y'all want to go?
Right, like, what's your ideal spot? Put it in the comments. And
please
we'll shout you out.
Get that
Everybody
manual.
Said hell to the no to that vaccine.
I know.
DJ suggested young FMI.
You feel me? Young FMI? People are saying right now they want to go to Hawaii. I got somebody says hashtag get that man a wig. That's the hashtag for me. Thank you. I'm going to get my wig. Appreciate you. DJ Strong Arm, I appreciate you for tuning in. Everybody's with the antics for going away. People are saying Hawaii, and people are saying I'm never going to say no to traveling again because now they don't have it.
Right. It's crazy. Just be careful, you know.
Wear a mask, man.
Mask up, man. You know what you got to do.
And you seaweed going to help you somehow. I'm telling you. I don't know how it's going to help you, but it's going to help you. I heard it do a mad things. I had a few people coming in.
Well, the less bad things you have going into your body, the less susceptible you'll be to these different types of diseases and germs to leech onto you. So, you know, make sure you guys are detoxing and cleansing your system and stop eating all that fast food and all of those preservatives and things that are just going into your body and they're already attacking and breaking down your cells. So we don't want to do that. Lauren.
Hey, T-Dub say you want to go to Belize. Kiana, you need to come to my country. I got a cab.
I want to come there and I want to stay.
I told you the money's worth double. Don't play, Kiana.
No doubt.
You can
eat. We gotta talk behind the scenes on the grill, like invest in some Belizean businesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But let's take the time to introduce our very special guest today, Lolo Mayhew. She's an artist. She's a DJ. She's a singer, an actress, an on-air personality and hostess. There's nothing that she doesn't do. I'm excited to have her here. I know FMI is excited to have
Very
her.
Very excited. You know what I'm saying?
Let's bring her on in.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
It's a very special day. We're happy to have you here as well. Your weather looks like it's doing better than ours.
I was going
to
say the same thing. I'm like, wait, where we're at, it looks cold. And wherever she is, it looks live.
Warm. You know, it's actually crazy. So I'm in Florida right now, and yesterday we had a cold front that actually came. So yesterday it was actually 40 degrees, which is very un-Floridian of us. Now I'd say the temperature is probably around 70, so it's pretty nice.
So So you have a New York weather, basically, where it's very up and down.
It's a little bit spastic. I'm like, come on, guys, get with the program. Yeah. Let's keep that ABC weather rocking.
Yeah, exactly. This global warming is no joke, though. I mean, we're experiencing it all over the nation and all over the world. So it's
so true.
It's quite crazy. But we're happy to have you here. Please, for those that don't know you, can you introduce yourself and let's just get into what you do and how you started doing it?
Sure. So I'm a singer, DJ, and actress. I started off singing and acting in Florida. I was on a bunch of different TV shows as a kid. I was on a soap opera for 3 years that I flew back and forth between New York and Florida. And then I actually got signed to Epic Sony and I was in a girl band. We opened up for NSYNC, Britney Spears, Destiny's Child, 90 Degrees. We got to do the Super Bowl with Aerosmith, which was amazing. And fast forward, I went to college in California at UCLA. And when I graduated, I was the ring announcer and national anthem singer for the WWE, which was crazy.
Wow.
It was a super random, but very
FMI's
fun.
FMI's mouth just all the way.
Like, what?
She said Britney Spears, NSYNC, 90 Degrees.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's going to be blown away. And then the WWE, I'm like,
she said the WWE, his mouth went, why?
I know, it's crazy. It was definitely a really cool experience. It was a lot of fun to be a part of. Definitely very different than anything else I'd ever done in entertainment. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
And then in LA, that's when I really started doing all my acting stuff again. So I was on Dexter, CSI, Law and Order, Medical Investigations, Joan of Arcadia. Most recently, I did a guest star on a Fox show called 911. And then I also shot a guest star on Netflix's The Politician, that's out now with Gwyneth Paltrow and Dylan McDermott. Did that right before quarantine, which was so lucky because after that, everything got basically shut down. That was nice that I was able to finish that before. I started DJing now about not quite 4 years ago, but it kind of just seemed like a natural progression because I had been performing as a singer with a bunch of DJs touring all over Europe and the Netherlands and stuff. And I just kind of started to think, I was like, you know, I can do this DJing thing. I really need to get. So I learned, actually, this is a crazy story. I didn't really know how I was going to learn, like if I was going to take, you know, like one of those schools or what I was going to do. And at the time I was single and I had gone on this Bumble date and we had gone bike riding. And when I got back, I realized that the guy had this full DJ setup and I was like, oh, I thought you worked in marketing and whatever. He's like, yeah, but I do the marketing for like one of the biggest nightclub chains. And I used to DJ back in Brazil. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, learn some basics. And he actually is the one who taught me how to DJ. So I met this dude on Bumble. No joke. We never ended up
Bumble.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually, he's married now and lives in Hawaii, but we're still really good friends. And I still always like attribute that to him because he's really what got me started. So you never know how, you know, people always ask, they're like, but how did it become? I'm like, honestly, I have the most random story of all time. Like who would ever expect that? So, fast forward now to being in New York and, you know, being a resident DJ for Tao. I play at Lavo and Marquee. Before quarantine, I had a residency in Vegas at Park MGM. And On the Record and with their pool Gemma, which I'm bummed that I am not getting to play there all summer. But I have to say I feel blessed because here I am in Florida where everything else I feel like is closed and I'm still playing. I actually have a performance tomorrow on the rooftop at this nightclub called Tangra in Ybor. So for any Floridians or people from Tampa watching, you guys should come down. It's a really cool place. It's new. It's only been open about a year.
Now that's awesome. I mean, is that attributed to the fact that the weather's so great and you can do so many more outdoor events?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Florida does have a little bit more lax regulations and laws than New York does for sure. Yeah. But on top of that, yes. I mean, you know, the weather is like this outside, so it's really easy to do outdoor events. I mean, most of the places that I play are indoor outdoor venues, so there's a big outdoor component to it.
Yeah.
So the place that I'm playing tomorrow night is a rooftop.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I want to ask, because you have your hand in so many things, but since we were just talking about how you broke into DJing.
Yeah.
How has it been as a woman DJ? Have you had any experience? Because, you know, just as in the entertainment world, I think as a whole blanket, it's very male-driven.
Mm-hmm.
How has going into that industry, have you had any experiences that were adverse to you being a woman or made you feel like, oh, it's all the boys in the room and they don't respect my my gangsta.
So, so I think, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing because I definitely think that you're judged harder as a female because people are like, oh, can this girl actually play? Is she just a gimmick? You know, but I think that once you've kind of proven yourself and gotten your foot in the door, I feel like there's actually a lot more opportunities for females than there are males because there's just so many, there's so fewer of us that right. we're more sought after. So as long as you can, you know, and it's hard. Any new city or state or country or territory that you go to, the first few gigs to get are always the hardest because you're kind of proving yourself all over again.
Yeah.
So at first, when you know, when I got here in October, getting my first couple of gigs were definitely more difficult. And now, I mean, I'm not even reaching out anymore. People are reaching out to me. I'm getting offers now, you know, left, right, and center, which is amazing. So, and it's only been a month, a little over a month that I've been here. So I feel very fortunate in that sense that I've been so able to quickly infiltrate, you know, the Florida scene and everything. So that's been beneficial. But yeah, I'd say that, you know, to any girl DJs out there, it's rough at first. And but just make sure that when you do have that opportunity that you're ready and that your craft is there and that your skill is there because that venue or, you know, nightlife.
You only have one shot.
Exactly. They'll probably never give you another chance if you blow it. So I know it's scary. Yeah. But, you know, so that's why when I first learned to DJ, I mean, I practiced and did stuff on, you know, underground like way longer than I probably needed to just because, you know, you don't really get that second chance, you know, so I wanted to make sure I felt really comfortable before, you know, playing live.
That's very smart. And I encourage all artists, you know, of whatever your craft is, you got to put that practice in. I mean, we talk about that all the time. When Lachi came on, she was saying the same thing, you know.
Professionalism with it.
Yeah. You've got to put that professionalism and you have to put the time in. It kills
you. Is it the 5,000 hour rule?
Yeah, right. You've got to put those hours in, man. If you just think you're going to be the best at something because, you know, you're naturally gifted or good at it, you're already selling yourself short and whoever you're performing for because you're not going to be able to give it
to you. As a fellow DJ, if you don't mind me asking, Kiana.
Of course.
So, when COVID first happened, were you were in New York or Florida at first?
I was in New York. I was in New York for all of COVID up until...
You felt that initial, oh my gosh.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I guess for me, I was a little bit lucky in the sense that because, like Kevin mentioned, I have my hands in a couple different things.
Yeah.
You know, DJing isn't my only source of income, and it's not the only thing that I do. So I'm lucky in that sense that I was able to rely on some other stuff during that time. But I think just like with anything, you know, when life throws something at you, you have to be able to just look at your opportunities and be able to pivot. And I think for me, you know, I obviously didn't want to just not DJ for that long. So I found other opportunities to be able to incorporate it. I started working with brands and having brands pay me to do live streams and giveaways where I do a DJ live set. So I did this Sunset and Bubbles where I like, you know, I'd get sponsored by a champagne company and like, you know, there'd be a giveaway, but I'd DJ for an hour and live stream. And it was a really fun way to A, stay relevant and in the public eye, B, get paid for it, which was meaningful, especially during COVID, and C, still engage with my fans and offer meaningful content. So that's one thing that I did with the animated show that I'm on. I was lucky that since I have a whole home studio, I was able to still record that. And that's actually another thing that I did was instead of focusing so much on live performing, I focused on writing new music, you know, collaborating with other producers and DJs around the world. And now that, thank goodness, that hard work is finally going to pay off. I have two songs coming out in January and one coming out in February. All with pretty big labels, one with Universal Germany, and I'm really, really excited. So I'm looking forward to seeing this year, you know, a lot of new music coming out that I may not have had the chance to do if I was DJing, you know, every Friday and Saturday night. So
right.
Awesome.
That is great.
You see, I love how everyone
to the DJ.
Of course. It's just like when you're DJing, and especially she understands that, we always have to have multiple sources of income because at the end of the day, when you're getting booked. And yeah, when you get better, so you get booked more, so you don't have to worry, and then you get residency spots. So that's always good and dope. But you always want to continue exploring different avenues. And I'm glad that she did that all her life.
For sure. And it doesn't just go with working in different fields, but also as a DJ, like I don't just sit back and wait to get booked. Even when I had my residencies, you know, with Tau Group, with Park MGM, all this other stuff where I knew I was playing X amount of times, whenever I'd find out about a new venue or, you know, right nowadays, like you can reach out to anyone via Instagram. And I do that frequently. And that's actually how I started getting my gigs here in Tampa. I just started reaching out to people. And, you know, I think some people get discouraged because you know, someone may not respond or doesn't say yes or whatever, but if you don't ask, they're definitely not going to say
yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love that. I tell that to my kids all the time, because especially when you know the worst case scenario is that you'll get a no.
No. And that's
why not shoot your shot, right? Like, why not take the time? I think especially with social media, you can utilize it to help you in so many areas, because now it does make people and organizations and brands that much more accessible and likely to respond.
And I'd say make sure that you take the time to, even if like you don't have a brand to pay you to live stream, or you don't like, you know, get some good content, photos, video, et cetera, of you doing your thing and put it up there. Because I have to say that, I mean, it's nowadays, it's kind of like your resume. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when a GM of a nightclub or someone looks at my stuff, they just want to see my Instagram. I mean, sometimes they'll have me send like a press kit or like a live. I mean, that's a big portion of it now.
It is. Yeah.
So everyone out there, don't forget to make content, make content, make content.
And make great content.
I'm loving you on the live stream here also.
Like, take your time to do your editing and make it look good. You know, everything is visual. You know, when it comes to, even if you're sending a resume, if you send a resume that has a bunch of errors on it, or, you know, it doesn't make sense chronologically.
Proofread. It's crazy to me when I see, when some people will send me a pitch, you know, to be like, hey, like, would you be interested in, you know, writing for this track or doing this, you know, someone who actually takes the time, that has like, a PDF with it that's put together with images, that has links to things of their past work and all this other stuff. And it's a well-written, you know, paragraph about what they want and a very clear directive. I pay attention to that. When it's someone who sends a sentence that doesn't even contain proper punctuation, I kind of dismiss it, because if you don't take what you're asking seriously enough to proofread, you have to know. Why should I take it seriously?
Yeah. I completely agree. And that goes to what I say, you know how I am, being a writer, professional presentation. I talk about that all the time. So you're hearing it from Miss Lolo herself. I do want to ask you, because you have your hands in so many different great creative ventures, do you have a favorite? Is there one where you say, you know what, if I could just do one of these three or four things, I would do that for the rest of my life?
You know, I think that I think they all bring something different to the table, and I think I glean something different from all of them. They speak to me in different ways.
Yeah.
And, I also think that I kind of like the fact that no one day or any given day is, they're not the same in my life. And I kind of enjoy that. I kind of like the fact that it's always fresh, it's always unique. And I kind of feel like, you know, doing the acting stuff, doing all of that helps me in some ways be a better musician, like gives me things to write about, gives me more experiences.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
You gotta pick one though.
Oh man,
they're all great. I love them all.
You can't escape the question. You gotta pick one. At least something that you love more. A little bit.
That's one.
Something you could do the easiest, where you find a lot more joy.
I guess probably the thing that I love the most is live performing.
Okay.
So whether that's like singing, DJing, or, you know, like a play or something, I really love the automatic.
Okay, do you see how she still tried to fit all three in?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, this is masterful the way she's doing it.
Whether it's DJing, whether it's acting, singing,
I feel
like I narrowed it down to give you that it was just live performing is probably the most exciting. So there's that.
Everything she does leads to live. All right, I see
it. She loopholed the hell out of that answer.
Yeah, that was masterful.
As I do.
Now, I love it. Right? While doing all of these things, how do you find time to balance it? Because I also do music, of course, and I have a few acting gigs, so I understand it. But how do you find your time to balance it and give all of them the right nutrients to grow?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, it's different for everyone. I mean, for me, I find that like it's usually not all of them that are going hardcore at once. Like sometimes the acting thing will be more prevalent because I'm auditioning for something that's important. So other things need to be put on the back burner, on the side for a second while I focus on that, you know, because you really, like you said, you really do need to give things the nutrients to grow. I feel that when I was younger, I was actually criticized for that, where people would be like, well, I don't understand. Do you act or do you think? And I'm like, this is amazing, but I do both. Like, I know. it's funny because so many people do more than one thing well. And I feel that now in the industry, that's really coveted and respected. When people act like they want you to be able to do more things, they want you to be a brand, they want you to be a lifestyle as opposed to being just a singer or just an actress.
Just a DJ.
Now, you actually can do more than one of those things well, which, by the way, they tend to go together. There's a lot of people that are very good at more than one of those things, whether it's hosting voiceovers or acting and singing or producing and songwriting, whatever, you know? So I focus on the opportunities that are also coming to me. I feel like what kind of old Lauren do is like, if all of these things on this side were going really well, like let's say the acting, crushing it at the time, then I would be like, oh, but what about the music? Whereas now I kind of just like ride that wave and enjoy that time because I know that like, you know, at some point I'll give more attention back to whichever thing
I
is.
I understand that, yeah.
Not, but
yeah.
You know, life kind of gives you, can kind of also tell you which things are working and where kind of to spend more of your time and what's focused on. Because at the end of the day, if even just one thing can pop off, you can use that as a platform to do all the other things that you
to
love.
Open the doors to the other platforms also.
Yeah, all the time. So even if someone, you know, watching right now, like they do acting, but what they're really passionate about is music, like ride that acting wave and get as big as you can and then do music on your own terms, you know, as like, you know, already having that leverage and that platform from which to do it from.
I love that. One open door to get the rest open.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone on our VPR Instagram right now for throwing up the thumbs and enjoying it. I have other DJs watching right now and they're loving your content. And it's amazing.
Make sure you guys go and follow her at Lolo Mayhew. So
please,
her Instagram is very visually creative. It's beautiful. I love
it. I'm just going to say, for any of you out there that do music or that have creative ideas, I check my DMs. So if there's songs you want to send me, I'm also an official Billboard Dance DJ reporter, which right now is irrelevant because the Billboard Dance charts are not happening since not enough DJs are out there playing to actually gauge the audience's reaction and rate the top dance songs in the nation. So that sucks. But when it comes back, I'll be doing that again. But I still check that stuff all the time. I play them sometimes in my live stream sets. And you know, my live sets that I'm, you know, playing when I'm out at clubs and sometimes put them in mixes. So feel free to reach out with any ideas.
I love that. Okay. And let's talk about your music some, because we were listening to it and we're very excited. You make a lot of very upbeat and dance type of music. What's the inspiration behind that instead of like doing ballads, or why do you love doing more of a dance upbeat?
Well, I think that as a DJ, I like to be able to make music that I can also play when I'm DJing live. So something that I would actually be able to naturally integrate into a set. So that's one motivation. Another motivation is I'm also working with DJs and producers around the world. So it's not really just about exactly my vision. It's a combination or a collaboration of two different visions. So, you know, I definitely seek out certain DJs that like I respect their work or maybe play a lot of their music. And I'm like, man, it'd be so cool to you know, do something with them or hear my vocals with their sound. So I reach out to DJs all the time, take my own advice. And you know, a lot of times I'll send stuff out and they'll be like, hey, like, I love your voices, your top lines, but they're not right for my vibe or whatever. And in my head, I'm like, what? They're totally right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody hears something different and all you need are those few yeses. So, you know, I just will continue reaching out to the people that I love. And I'm very lucky that recently I've gotten a lot of yeses, and that's where the songs are coming from that are coming out in January and February. So I'm really pumped about that. And hopefully that'll lead, just like you guys know, it's all about momentum and a wave. So the more the more success that's happening, the easier it is to get the next thing in the next. So I think this will really set me up for not only my Spotify to really grow exponentially, but also for you know, me to be able to work with even more of the DJs that I really covet and admire.
I love that. Do you have like a specific DJ that you really, really look up to?
I mean, so many. There's so many phenomenal. So like, okay. I mean, I love like Zed and Alesso and Cascade. I love Fat. I don't know if you guys will have heard of them or not. One of my favorite DJ duos ever are these guys called Black Caviar. And they are awesome. And I think you'll hear of them more and more coming up. They are starting to explode. I'm also a really big fan of a lot of Brazilian DJs. I had the opportunity to work with this DJ duo named the Cat Dealers, who are so freaking talented. And from them, since they're so famous in Brazil, I've gotten introduced to so many other Brazilian DJs there, from Audax to Dux to Vintage Culture and all these people. And I'm starting to work with a lot more Brazilian DJs. I love the Brazilian bass vibe and sound.
Yeah.
I highly recommend
high energy.
It goes and goes.
And I really like their drops. I feel like, you know, they have these very melodic verses and pre's, and then when it gets to the drop is usually more like just bass and like drums and like very like kind of more of an unexpected sort of drop and like more simplistic and pulled back, where it really there's less stuff going on, but for some reason right. that makes it feel more powerful. Mm-hmm. So I really dig that vibe. And it kind of sounds like drop.
I love it.
Yeah. So when it comes to you being in the studio, what things do you need to feel at home? So it's like four things you can't go to the studio without.
I mean, mainly all of it has to do with my voice. So it's like water, hot tea, Ricola. I love Throat Coat, like specifically in terms of tea, it's so amazing. Okay. And one other thing, a trick that I do for any singers out there is I gargle with hot salt water.
Yep. I've done that before. I've done a few records. So.
Yeah, I'd say all of my studio things are voice.
All about the vocal.
That's awesome. That's the first time I've ever gotten that response. Yeah. You know, when people say, I want my phone, my book, my, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I my phone because all my lyrics and stuff are in there for sure. But other than that, it's definitely all about, you know, keeping the vocal cords ready to go.
That's right. I completely agree. So you've performed all around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific performance that really stands out for you, or that is like your top, like that was it for me? That was the pinnacle.
When the light hit you, you just knew that I'm just like, oh. This is what I waited for.
I don't really.
I know you've had it because I'm like, we've all had experiences with it.
I mean, for me, I don't think it gets more surreal than playing at the Super Bowl. That was definitely something I will never forget. It's kind of hard to make anything compared.
That's right.
That was pretty epic. I remember that year they actually gave everyone. This was like back in what I don't even remember exactly what year, but like 2002 or something. I was like 13 years old, and. Literally, they had given everyone Polaroid cameras underneath their seats. And I just remember, I mean, it was like 90,000 people at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay at the Buccaneer Stadium, which is where it was that year. And they all at the same time when we started performing, which we performed right after Styx, but right before Sting in the pregame. Okay.
Nice.
And they had all gotten out their cameras, and all at once it was like the audience started taking photos. And I just remember looking, and it just looked like all of these stars, like just like,
wow.
Like starry night sky. Like I couldn't see anything other than like tiny flashes.
Yeah.
Everywhere I looked, like a full, like, you know, 360 degree circle. And I just remember thinking like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It was really cool. I just say another performance that sticks out. I got the opportunity to perform for Michael Jackson at his birthday party. At the Orpheum Theater in LA. Yeah. And I got to sing PYT, which was the name of my band that I was in, signed to Epic Sony. So I got to sing the song that we were named after.
Wow.
For him. And that was pretty epic too.
That is pretty epic indeed.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Michael Jackson. I'm like, you can't take that away. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's definitely a legend. And, you know, rest
Kiana, of would you?
Nobody can do it like him, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to also get into music, Kiana? Or
I absolutely have to get into some of her music. That is a must for sure.
All right. Give me 1 second.
And guys, make sure that you are emailing us if you're a musician, you want us to play your music. You know, we might get added to our Spotify playlist. So hit us up at vpr.radio@gmail.com. Get us your music. Have a little bit of patience. We'll get back to you. We have a lot of artists from all around the world. Today, we're talking to Lauren Mayhew, who is an actress, singer, entertainer, host, and DJ. She's an amazing young lady.
What record would you want to get into first?
What did I send you guys? I think I sent you Hush and
Her Hush Home. And Cat
Lies.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Hush is actually the one that I was talking about with the Cat Dealers, that Brazilian DJ duo.
Okay.
So that maybe you can play that one.
Okay.
That's the one.
Hush. Gotcha.
Check our Facebook comments. I know we have so many people that are watching live. Hey, everyone. Thank you for watching. Please make sure that you're sharing. We appreciate it because sharing is caring. And make sure you guys go and follow Miss Mayhew at Lolo Mayhew on Instagram. Is that your Twitter as well?
It is, yes.
And how about your website?
My website's just my name, Lauren Mayhew. Also on Spotify, I'm under Lauren Mayhew, and Facebook is also Lauren Mayhew. So everything is either Lolo Mayhew or Lauren Mayhew.
She's branded, you guys. Remember, we always talk about that professionalism. Baby, don't say a word. Baby, don't say a word. Baby, don't say a word.
Your vocals are on point.
Very much so.
Vocals, because I do mixing, so yeah.
DJ T-Dub, you'll find her music.
And I added some of her music already to the playlist.
Great. And our dude from Argentina is living it too. Great stuff.
Amazing, 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 guys. Please make sure you go add her on Instagram, Facebook. You can just Google. Just Google it. Right. And it's all there of the accolades that she's been. Super Bowl, Michael Jackson. Oh, I mean, there's so much you've done.
Thanks.
I'm lost. So many television shows. I know also when we were both panelists, you were talking about the Trolls film.
Yeah, it's out now. So actually, it's so funny. That day that we spoke, like right after I got off that call, I found out that it was going to be released in 2 weeks. Like, it came out November 19th.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, just recently. But I didn't know that when we did the panel. I found out that day, like right afterwards. So, awesome. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind. I've been doing a lot of press here in Florida. Been on like NBC daytime morning talk show and ABC morning blends and the Tampa Bay Times here in Tampa, and still doing a bunch more. The publicist that I've been working with and DreamWorks PR have been really great. So I've been fortunate to be able to do a lot of really cool pieces, and I'm just excited to ride the wave, and hopefully it'll lead to some other stuff.
Yeah. So tell us all about the film. And I know you're like one of the lead roles, right? The voice, and you do all of the music as well.
Yeah, so it's actually a series, not a feature. It's on Hulu, and there's 13 episodes, and the show is called Trollstopia, and I play one of the main lead characters. I play Val Thundershock. I'm the queen of the rock and roll trolls, and I am.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, she's so.
I'm the queen of the rock and roll trolls.
Yeah,
I love
it. Fitting.
I'm her main speaking voice and also her singing voice, so I do all the songs as well.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. And how did that opportunity come about?
Honestly, I just got an audition from my agency, Buchwald in New York. They're a bi-coastal agency. They're in New York and in LA. And Pam Goldman, who is their head of animation, just sent the audition down the pipeline. And I had to sing and read some lines from the original script. Got a call back, went back in. Then some of the DreamWorks executives were actually in town from LA and New York, and they had called my agent and said, hey, can we take Lauren out for lunch? We'd like to meet her in person, because all of this had just been
amazing.
So when I heard that, I was like, okay, they must really like me if they're wanting to do this. So I met with them. It went great. And then I found out they, you know, there's so many people who have to sign off on this, especially for a series regular. So I guess some people still hadn't signed off or whatever. So, but they didn't want to get behind on production. So they actually started paying me to voice record like some of the first episodes, which I did. And, but it was kind of weird because it was still kind of an audition, even though like,
I'm an audition.
Yeah, exactly. I more or less had it, but you know, you still, you know, that's a kind of a nerve wracking thing when like, and you know, you're like, but I mean, it worked out. So here I am.
That is so awesome. And is that like a completely different experience from the things that you've done so far? Because now you're voicing basically like an animated character.
Yeah. So I have done animated stuff before. I'm actually the voice of a bunch of big video games. So I'm Harley Quinn in some of the WB games. I'm in Uncharted 4. I'm in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm in, I've done some video games. I'm also, a couple years ago, I did my first foray into animation, which was, I did this show called The Blog Girls. And it was done by Ashton Kutcher's production company, Catalyst. And the show was actually super cute. It was almost like a female kind of version of South Park, but where the girls are like celebrities and gossip and stuff. And it was really cute. And I loved doing it. And sometimes Ashton would voice some of the characters. So it was fun working with him. But the show was supposed to be on MTV and then ended up for, I don't know, a bunch of behind the scenes reasons that I'm not involved in. Did not end up happening, which was such a bummer. But that was almost my first series, at like an animated series. But so at least I got one the second time around.
That's right. It was meant to be, clearly.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Just, Kiana, what haven't you done? And this is what I'm saying. I'm sitting here like,
that's a shorter list, right?
What are you aspiring to do?
I mean, I want to do what I'm doing, but just at a much larger level. You know, I want to do bigger films. I want to be not just singing the songs, but also writing them when I'm working on them. I want to be able to, you know, be playing, you know, not just the top nightclubs, but the biggest festivals. And I think it's actually funny. I really thought that this year I was going to be able to play at a bunch of big festivals for the first time, and then COVID happened.
I could have felt it. I was supposed to go on tour with Tory Lanez and Neo, but that didn't happen. So I'm just like,
I mean, I feel your pain. So, you know, those are the sorts of things that I'm, you know, working towards and having songs. You know, I've been lucky that I've had a few songs with like millions of streams on Spotify and other digital platforms. And, you know, I just want to make great music and have it reach more people and be able to tour and connect with them and all the things. So.
Well, the people on my live here and on the other live are loving you.
I love you on all the lives, Lauren.
Yeah, I can't wait for a few people that I know that create EDM music, and they're really good at their craft, to also network with you. Because I'm just like, I listen to your music on your Spotify. Guys, make sure you check out our VPR playlist on Spotify. She's on there, and her records are, they're at the top right now. Make sure you click it. They're at the top.
That's right. And I have such a great respect. You know, you're so inspiring. I love so many of the gems that you've dropped here today on, you know, just as simple as reaching out, because you never know what kind of opportunity, making sure that you're ready for those opportunities.
With every good thing that happens, there are a million things behind the scenes that went wrong.
That's right.
Where, you know, I got horrible news where I'd be like so stressed out just to even open an email. Because, you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the thing.
What was the story behind it all, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that anytime you see a person who has had successes, they've had 10 times as many failures. And if they haven't, then they are a lucky, lucky duck. I don't know anyone. So I'm definitely not one of those lucky ducks. I feel like every horrific thing that could possibly happen has happened to me. But you have to just pick yourself up and, you know, just keep on going, you know? So.
I love it.
Kiana, normally we end off with a perfect like message. Would you want to use
she
that?
She is a message. Lauren is
the perfect message.
Lauren's the damn message.
She's headlining. She's headlining right now. She's headlining.
No, you really are. You're so inspiring. I mean, I would really just love to leave off with, you know, some more encouraging words for those that are looking and they're like, wow, she does so much. I really want to break into it. What would you say to someone that's just like, where do I begin?
You know, just putting one foot in front of the other. I think that if you look at, you know, where you want to be, it can sometimes be very daunting. Can you really just have to set smaller goals for yourself that you can start attaining, like, you know, something that you could attain within a week, something you can attain within a month, something you can attain within 6 months. Like, because if you just look at that end goal, it's hard to know where to start. I think that nowadays, the first thing that, you know, any artist should do is focus on what you're making, focus on your music. If you have that, you know, the rest of the stuff, you know, if you don't have that, if you don't have a great product to sell, you know, you're going to fight an uphill battle. You really have to focus on that. Also focus on content. Find something, a schedule for you that works. Don't pick something that's so overwhelming that you're never going to be able to stick to it, because consistency is key. And also pick something that you're going to be able to have to be forced to haphazardly throw it together. Because just like Kiana was saying, you know, it's got to be good. You got to take time to really make it right. If you're throwing out a bunch of material, but it's all, you know, half-assed, that's not going to help you either. So, pick a schedule that will work for you. Start creating content, work on your craft, and just take risks. Take risks. And even if you get shut down, don't let that discourage you. All you need are a few yeses to have a successful career.
That's right.
Let's go.
Amen to that. I love that. Can we end with another one of her songs? And you guys, please make sure that you go and follow her. Check out her body of work. She is so incredible. So talented, and as you can see, so completely down to earth. For those that are aspiring in any sort of field, foot in front of the other, give it everything that you have. You know, get that professionalism. Do not hit her DMs talking about, yo, can we work together? No, put your email together properly. Use your punctuation and your grammar. Okay, run it through Grammarly. Make sure you have it put together. Be professional when you approach a professional. That's definitely what it comes down to. We're so happy to have you here today, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
And we would love to have you back. I know you've got so many more projects lined up for next year. So tell us, what's coming out? I know you have some music coming out in January.
I'm telling you, when those songs are coming out, I would absolutely love to come back on the show. That's what I'm most excited about now. Obviously, things are kind of winding down for Christmas time. I do have a lot of live shows here in Florida. So any Floridians that happen to be in Tampa, I'm performing all the time. But yeah, the next things that you guys will be able to check out will be in January. I think the release dates now are January 22nd, February 5th, and February 19th are the songs. I don't know what else I'm allowed to say. So
we'll get you back up here in February. And right now we're going to end with another song. We appreciate you for coming on.
Yes.
You stay blessed and healthy. Stay amazing.
Thank you.
For doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Baby, we are
home. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
Are you good?
You know what you're doing. Baby, we are
home. Make sure you guys check out her Spotify. You can find all her music on all major platforms. Go and follow her and show the support. Continue support for all of those that are out here really doing some great things. We appreciate it always.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the one only VPR Radio while I got up like a few times. Sorry. But make sure you check us out on Spotify. Please make sure you follow her. I'm going to say it again. Please make sure you follow her. I'm going to say it one more time. Can you please make sure you follow her, guys?
Yes.
It was an amazing show. Her energy is amazing. And I had fun here, Kiana, honestly. And I can't wait to put it back.
Yes, we will be back next Thursday. You guys will catch Lauren again here in February. Please, everyone, stay blessed, stay healthy, keep your masks on, and stay inspired to keep doing what you're doing. Every single day that you get up, work toward your goals, and you can do it. Okay? Love you all. Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye, Lauren.
VPR Radio with my girl, Kiana, and my DJ, FMI.
Don't say I can't.
Opposite of a winner, remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? I'm so Long Island, my swag bar. My yard ain't 28 by 100, then why I bother? I know no from South Harlem, Brett Favre, Brooklyn, that's on cue when I'm set mobbing. You a rapper, you ass betting a billionaire. You talking to him, a social media millionaire. Flee. Lex Coupe the Beamer's in the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men. And all of my people going in. Keep your head up, we doing good. 3 million, 4 million worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with puffin', no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say, say. BPR, DJ FMI, we out.